Hello and welcome back for another episode of Living Life with Lucky. I just got my, what's it called? Podcaster's Wrapped, I guess. I just want to say thank you for all the support throughout the year. I don't know why you guys listen to this. Maybe it's because you relate. Maybe it's because it's nice to see someone else's life kind of going in spirals, you know? I don't know. There could be many reasons. But even if that is the case, thank you for listening, I guess. Yeah, this is gonna be a depressing episode because I'm depressed, and I might not sound like it because I'm trying my best not to just like sob uncontrollably and, you know, hate my life, but and I love how these episodes kind of go back and forth between like random happenings in my life, spoopy times with Lucky too, depressed times with Lucky, you know? That's just life though, ups and downs and in betweens. And I think I'm gonna be in a down state for a while, and I don't know when my next episode's gonna be, so that is why I'm making this kind of just the guys blah, blah, blah. Let you guys know that I'm probably gonna be missing an action for a while, unless for some reason during this time off, I feel like making another episode will help me to further get out my feelings and I don't know, think through stuff. A lot has happened recently, and it's just hard because I don't have a lot of people I can talk to. I have like three people, and one of them is also missing in action because he's going through a lot. I haven't heard from him in months. And I have my other online friend, and then a third online friend who's my best friend, and I could talk to about everything. Yeah, he's the one that has gone bye-bye because I mess up everything in my life, including all my friendships and every hopes of love and happiness in my life, because that's just what I do. I can come up with all the excuses I want. I could blame my childhood. I could blame how, you know, I'm wired mentally and emotionally to why I act and do stupid things. But, and I won't go really much into detail about it. But it is because of certain things that have transpired that I've lost two friends, one which I wanted to give a second chance to. You know, I wanted to believe that he changed his ways because, you know, he used to be an asshole and treat me poorly. And I recently went on this trip to California with him, and there were ups and downs. But yeah, I could see that, like, you know, there wasn't really a lot of change there. And my best friend got like mad because, you know, I'm constantly putting myself in these situations where I'm being manipulated by people. And the thing is, I'm letting myself get manipulated. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like so tired of losing people, I just let myself get treated like shit and put myself in these situations that I don't know how to get myself out of until someone's like, yo, get out of that situation or else. And that's what smacks me out of it. And I hate that I need something crazy to happen in order for me to make changes in my life. Like, I'm making changes, but they're like smaller and the progress is a lot slower. But then, like, something happens, like, something big happens, or, you know, someone's just like, oh, I'm not gonna be in your life anymore. Like, this and that. Where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I need to actually, like, do this right now. Like, no waiting. Let's do it right now. And I hate that I need that to happen in order for me to make changes, and that's what I really hate about myself. But basically, my best friend, who I was once in a relationship with, like, said, because of this, the things that have recently happened, that there's no chance of us getting back together, and they don't know if they want to be my friend anymore. So right now they need space, which is really hard for me because, like, imagine going from like talking to someone every single day of your life to just like no contact whatsoever. Like, that's gonna be really hard for me, especially because now I literally lost two friends and I literally only have one online friend that I could actually talk to about things. So, and I know he's gonna listen to this, so I just want to apologize to you in advance if I'm constantly just like venting to you because you're literally the only person I could talk to about this situation specifically. So I'm sorry that I have to rely on you a little bit more throughout these times, but I think if I don't, I'm just gonna kill myself or something. Not that, I should feel any pressure or anything like that, but I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Not trying to make anyone feel bad or anything, but or feel obligated to, have conversations with me, but I'm literally an emotional wreck right now because this person meant a lot to me. They were, they meant the world to me. They're very important in my life. I thought we were gonna grow old together as friends. Like, I don't need a relationship. Like, at the very least, I just want him to be in my life and we could be there for each other and support one another. And, hopefully, in the future, we could both find someone else who, we could both be in relationships with and be happy and just be happy for one another and support one another. But, like, I can't really see that for myself. I can't see myself getting in a relationship. Like, honestly, at this point, I'm just like, I think I just keep fucking up to the point where it's just like, I don't think I deserve that. At least not now. And I don't know if I could really see myself in a relationship in the near future either. Like, I just feel like I'm not there yet, and there's a lot I need to work on before I'm ready to do that. Yeah, but the fact that I don't have this friend anymore, I mean, I guess we'll find out with time if he still wants to be in my life, which I hope he does, even if we're not as close anymore. Like, I hope at least we can message each other every now and then and just see how the other person's doing. It doesn't have to be, as close as it was before, which is fine. Because I was the one who messed up again. And he knew this person too, the person that I gave another chance to. He knew that he was an asshole, and he kept telling me, well, this probably isn't a bad idea. This is probably a bad idea. This is probably not gonna work out well, Like, the thing is, I gave second chances before, and I told myself, you know what, every time I give a second chance, it never works out. Never, like, turns out better in the end, so. Now, I think I'm officially over giving people second chances. I should say I am over giving people second chances because every single time I've done so, it has turned out poorly. And it's literally because of this guy, this asshole, I gave a second chance to that I've now ruined both a relationship and friendship with I should say, yeah, one of the most important people in my life. And I will forever regret that. I will never, ever forget for the rest of my life what I have done. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna be an emotional wreck. And I wish I could just skip forward in time, like 10 years, because I don't want to see what the next few years of my life have in store, because I don't think it's gonna be very good. I feel lost. I feel confused. I feel like I don't have anyone. I feel like a lost little sheep trying to find its way back home. It just sucks because, like, you literally have, not that I'm not grateful to the one friend I do have to talk to, but it's like I literally have no one to talk to. So it's like when I'm literally the lowest of low and my friend is busy, where do I go if I'm feeling depressed or suicidal? Like, I don't have anyone, because my best friend was the person I'd go to whenever I was feeling down, and now I don't have him, and I don't know if people realize how hard that is for me. And now I have to go to work and put a smile on my face and act like I'm okay and my life isn't falling apart. I can't stream, I can't do music, I haven't been doing shit. Like, I literally haven't been doing anything because I've been sick, I've been traveling, I've been sick again, I've been going through shit. It's like, give me a fucking break. 28 years of my fucking life has just been shit. Like, God, like, give me a fucking break. This man fucking hates me. Like, I'm so convinced that God hates me. Sorry, give me a second. I need to get a tissue. Yep, I'm convinced that God hates me. It's like, I believe in all the wrong reasons. you know, and it gives me comfort. But, like, how many times have I prayed and nothing in my life has changed or gotten better? Or, you know, it's gotten better in some aspects, but then poor in others. It's like, yeah, I have a job and I have a car and I have a friend. But it's like, but then it's like you lose all your other friends and you're struggling financially and you're depressed and you don't know what you're doing with your life and your family is broken apart and there's grudges and, you know, you don't have any IRO friends or places that you can go out to. You can't even step outside because the world's fucked up place and people out there killing other people. Like, oh my gosh, like, can I get a break? I feel like I never really did anything to deserve this kind of life. I feel like, you know, as babies before we're born, we're like, you know, we did like draw a stick, and you know, if you get a short stick, you're like given like a horrible life. And I feel like there might have been like a billion or trillion sticks, and only one of them was a short stick, and I happened to pull it. Like, I literally feel like I've literally just, I don't know, intentionally just been dealt some bad cards, and I'm meant to live this horrible life until I die. It's like, I've already spent a quarter of my life depressed and dealing with my issues, and I've been trying so hard to work on myself and make progress, and I really do feel like I've made progress, but, you know, it's not enough. It's not enough to where people want to stay in my life and, where I don't mess up and hurt people that I care about. So I don't even know what to do at this point, because I feel like nothing I do is going to be good enough. No matter how hard I work on myself, I'm going to always have these issues. Like, I'm not a perfect human being. I'm a human. I make mistakes. I'm going to continue making mistakes for the rest of my life. Like, that's literally human behavior. It's, I just don't know what to do at this point. And I am lost. And I'm trying to hold myself together so I don't have a panic attack and kill myself right now. So I'm trying to remain calm and try to see the better things in life. I have a job. I have a family. I have a friend. I have my rabbit. I have a roof over my head. I have a way to transport myself. I can afford to get myself groceries every month. Okay. I have music. I have streaming. I have games. Just trying to list things I could be grateful for right now. Oh man, but does it help to actually have a friend you can talk to? Freaking hate my life right now. Especially a best friend. And not many people I let get that close to me anyway. Where they reach like best friend level, you know? So that's another thing. I'm just so fucking done. And I don't know when I'm gonna be back. Might be a week, might be a month, might be a year. Who knows at this point? And if I do decide to end it all, I will definitely record something so you guys know that I'm gonna be away forever. Wow, that'd be fucking depressing. Making a goodbye podcast episode, like, goodbye world. I'm out of here. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll do anything. I'm just really depressed right now. And I don't want to do anything. I'm thinking about, like, canceling all my upcoming doctor's appointments. Because I don't. And, like, with the holidays and everything, like, I don't even want to celebrate Christmas this year or do anything this year. I'll be hanging out with my sisters. So that'll be nice. It'll be fun. But I'm probably just gonna think the whole time. I can't wait until this day's over. I just want to be alone and sulk and mope around and just wait for my life to pass me by and wait for myself to slowly die and pass away. And I know that sounds really depressing, but I mean, you know, they say God is coming again and there will be a rapture, and you don't know how badly I've been wanting God to come and take me away from this place so I no longer have to live life here on Earth. Because I absolutely despise living. It is so fucking horrible. And I don't know why we're meant to go through such torture. I know some people have great lives out there, and if you're one of those people, like, I'm genuinely happy for you that, you know, you can have a good life and be happy and be surrounded by friends and family and loved ones, and, you know, you married your high school sweetheart and you have money and you could travel and go places. Like, that's amazing. Like, genuinely, I'm happy for you, but not everyone is dealt similar cards. Sometimes their cards are neutral and sometimes their cards just suck. So, I was given cards that suck. And it's just like, I'm literally waiting to die. That's all I'm here for right now. Like, I know that sounds really depressing, but, like, I never have lived life for myself. Like, I was trying to live life for myself. I was trying to, find ways to make my life worth it and stuff. But it's like, no matter how hard I try, I can't find things to make me happy. Can't motivate myself to do anything. Like, and I've tried, like, many different paths. Like, I tried different hobbies and, you know, like, I guess the best thing I did for myself is, like, move into this apartment and get a job that I actually don't hate. Like, those are, and of course my rabbit. Like, those are, like, I guess the three big things. But other than that, it's like, is that really enough to, like, when everything else in my life is shit and, like, you're not surrounded by, like, people, like, it just starts feeling lonely. Like, I feel lonely. I live with my rabbit, and everyone I do have my life, I push away at some point because I do something stupid, say something stupid, and I keep making mistakes to the point where they just get tired because I'm tired of putting myself in these situations that could easily be avoided if I was just more strict with myself and the people who I let in my life. And I'm just hoping and praying with all my heart, at the very least, he'll consider being my friend. But we will see what happens with that. I don't know. Like, that's all I need. Even if we're not as close as before, it's fine. I just need him in my life. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do without him. But then if things are, like, really dry and we don't really talk about anything, then I guess there's really no point in being friends either, huh? It's a hard situation to be in, and I only really have myself to blame in the end. But yeah, I don't have a lot going for myself, and I am waiting to die at this point. So I tell God, take me away. Just take me away. Any time, any day, it's fine. I don't have anything to live for right now. There's really no purpose for me here left on this earth. I have nothing left to do. Nothing left to see. Nothing left to experience. All the things I want to do before doesn't even fucking matter. Because, like, even if I got to experience these things, do these things, like, would I feel better? Would I? I don't know. Like, is it even worth it? Just end my misery now. Take me away now. I don't want to wait anymore. I just want to go home. I want to go to a place where there's no more pain, no more suffering, no more bad things. I can be friends with everyone in heaven. I'll be you know, perfect person in heaven. Have no fucking issues. Won't be pushing people away from me anymore. So all my mental issues are gone. And we're all just genuinely happy people who want to be friends with each other. But, anyway. That's all I really wanted to say, I guess, is that I will be gone for a little while, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Definitely was a bit of a downer, and I'm sorry I won't be uploading again soon, but then again, when have I really been consistent with this podcast? Not much. I mean, I think there was a time where I was consistent with it, but it didn't last that long. Because shit happens, and then podcasting isn't a priority for me anymore. Alright, well, this is my life update. I mean, I'm not gonna completely try to let myself go to waste. I'm gonna try and, like, work out or something. Try to better myself in the meantime, even though... for most of the time, I'm probably gonna be depressed and just waiting for a response from my friend, because I told him, you know, like, because he said right now he just needs some space, but he'll reach out again once he has come with a decision on, I guess, if he still wants me in his life or not, and, I'm not ready for that conversation. I mean, especially if it's not the answer I wanted it to be, then I'm really not prepared for that conversation. I'm gonna have a fucking mental breakdown. Try to get my remote. It is under the bed. I'm gonna fall asleep and gonna fall asleep crying to some Christmas movies or something. Okay. I'm gonna get my heated blanket. I got my water here next to me. Okay. Well, I will see you guys again soon. I just want to say happy holidays, however you celebrate. Happy New Year. I hope your New Year is filled with, you know, love, hope. I really genuinely hope that you guys, this New Year is better for you. It won't be for me, but heck, when has my life ever really been good? So... I think, you know, maybe next year, and then shit happens, and then I'm just like, okay. Like, my whole life has been bad, but literally ever since 2020, like, damn, like, things just hit a lot harder that year, and has been hitting hard ever since, so. Alright, well, I'm gonna get going. I hope you guys have a good one. Good luck with everything. Feel free to reach out if you want. I don't really have a lot of people I could talk to right now. So that'd be cool if you want to. But if not, that's cool too. I get it. I'll try my best to be okay and not do anything. Alright. Good luck, everyone. Catch you later. Bye.